The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, in case you've missed us. This is America's Web Radio, and you're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. And once again this week, thought we'd have nothing to talk about, but fortunately, Joe Biden's still in office. Sort of. There he is. Legendary Dave. Well, let's just say his body's in office. His mind is somewhere else. Maybe Rehoboth Beach. Perhaps. Maybe he's just retired from his brain. You know, there's nothing like being senile and demented because you're constantly meeting new people and nothing that you said to them bad yesterday means anything because they won't remember it. It's over. So it's a beautiful thing. You never have those problems. But without any further ado, I know we have Legendary Dave, and we're looking forward to talking to him today because I think that we're going to have some introspection on what happened at the Union Station in Washington. Disparate treatment. It's amazing. But I just want to shout out to Joe and Kamala with a new, slow, easy, short little rhyme time. So, here we go. In a land where politics played their game, lived a president named Joe. He enjoyed notable fame. Once at the helm in full charge, in the highest of roles, he now found himself with a party now in turbulent shoals. Joe has lost his mind, some people would say. His train of thought was off the track. He'd often sway. Bad policies made his decisions unclear. His once loud voice was now hard to hear. Then one fateful day in the corridors of power, the Pelosi and Obama whispers grew louder hour by hour. They shoved them out the door, the headlines read, as rumors of the presidential change filled many with dread. Kamala slipped in. They left the back door unlocked, so no noise. Her presence now a calamity amidst the new puppet and some toys. Anointed, not voted in, she was, by those in the back room command. Now they claim it's a new era dawned, and now she has to take a stand. The media cover up quick to the rescue to spin the tale. Lost in their biases all about Trump, they began to wail. They'd bury the score, the balances are skewed. With all their stories twisted, wrong perceptions renewed. Joe, once the leader, now hidden out of sight, watched from the shadows in the now presidential fading light. Kamala the beacon, she's still a stormy sea. She navigated the waters and sank her ship, we can all agree. As the nation watched with bated breath, as Kamala stepped in, almost looked skillful after one brain-dead death. Her voice rang clear, her cackling was loud. In a world of chaos, she sought to try and speak more than three as her crowd. The media's frenzy, a lying spectacle now so grand. They think America, the truth lost in the shuffle, so again, America got scammed. The media now painted a new picture of wins and losses, forgetting the nuances, the lines, the dead soldiers, and their crosses. After Joe's departure, a tale of many woes, but Kamala's rise, her tall tales are lying. There it is, her nose grows. In the chambers of power, the whispers again grew. As the new leader's vision, the lefty loons, came quietly into view. Kamala and the left, determined with a heart so cold, takes on the mantle. The real story will never be told. She faced the challenges with a word side salad, such a dim light. In these, the darkest of times, some thought Biden might again be right. Joe in his solitude stabbed in the back, in Rehoboth reflected deep. On the paths he'd taken, they'd pushed him out. What promises did he have to keep? The powers saw no future, they needed a new puppet, so Kamala was the prize. A new leader was installed and anointed amidst all of the lies. The media now tangled in their own strung web. Lost sight of the truth in stories and now lies they do spread. But can the media make Kamala stand strong amidst the media fray? I worry she will be the guiding nation, like the Titanic into the bottom day by day. We the people weary with Kamala, no hope still. Now, can we look to Kamala to lead this nation? She's just a poison pill. She now embraces the mantle we were hoping with wisdom and care. For the future of all, she's horrible. We'd better send up the emergency flare. In the annals of history, their story might be told of Joe and Kamala and the power brokers behind them, the powers they hold. The tale of forced transition of our loss, which was again to be a gain, in the heart of the storm amidst the stormy weather and all of this rain. Joe has lost his mind, and so the tale had began. But Kamala rose with the broker's master's plan. The media clamor now a background roar, as she has guided the nation with Biden to more war. In the end, for the Democrats now, it wasn't the voters' score that mattered, but the strength and resolve of the power brokers our hopes now shouted. Kamala's journey, a lightless beacon of claimed hope. In this world of chaos, give America her in office? That should be enough rope. So remember this tale of power and disgrace, of Joe and Kamala and the paths they did destroy. She never made it in a race. For in America's heart, the turmoil, the leadership, there is no shine. We are lost now. No guiding light. Unfortunately, lights out is her sign. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm telling you, I love it. I love it. You know, I wish I had more time in this life to pull out all of her wordside salads. And I may just do that for you next week. I can tell you right now that the American media, the internet, Google, Bing, they're all scrubbing her stupidity, her wordside salads, her border czar commentary, her border czar appointment. They're all being scrubbed. Wikipedia scrubbed it. I actually went online last night for the show because I felt it was my duty to my listeners and to the world, perhaps, to point out how radical she is. And when I looked up radical, when I looked up what conditions and what issues are Kamala radical on, you know what I got? I got 40 articles about how Kamala's not radical, how the right is pushing the radical verbiage. I didn't get anything about what she's radical about. Where were all of the conservative views? They were not there. Now, the algorithm, somebody once told me, I never met an unbiased algorithm. And that, my friends, is true. Because the data that they put in is only as good as the data that they put in. It doesn't change. So we look at it this way. I just watched a process, and I heard them saying, the process. Well, what was the process? Well, let's see. In it to win it, or until the kingmakers tell me to get out? That was Joe. The coronation of Kamala Harris. This is the most undemocratic, anti-democratic republic mechanism that I have ever seen in my lifetime. This is third world politics. This is third world dictatorship level plot. This should never have been permitted in the democratic republic, nor should it have been tolerated by we the people. No matter how you spin this, no matter how they tell you you're different, it's not what happened. But most anti-democratic system is currently in operation for the Democrat Party. This is almost an insane set of facts. The Democrats literally ignored 18 million votes. Although that's the other problem. You cannot figure out how many people voted in what. They tell you the results state by state. They don't tell you the amount of votes. It was amazing. This simple information that you would think that would be available everywhere is not. It's not available anywhere at all. Because they don't want you to know. Because why? Because they took out Joe Biden because of his performance. Now, don't think for a second that that was by accident. This was a coordinated effort. The power brokers, and I can tell you Obama and Michelle Obama are right in there in the middle, if they're not the leaders of the whole deal. And they said, listen, we cannot win with Joe Biden. He destroyed himself. It's over. You can't run this guy. It's not the age. It's the incompetence. So they took him out. So then they figured out, okay, we have $100 million. We're in trouble. They're withholding $92 million from him because they don't want to back him. because the power broker said, no, no more. We're not funding this disaster. So they picked the next best puppet that they could put in there. There's no primary. They didn't primary him to begin with, right? There was no primary. Remember that. They wouldn't let RFK debate him. They wouldn't let the other one debate him. They wouldn't let Cornel West debate him. Nobody. No debates. Joe Biden, he's anointed. Sorry. He's the new elected official. Thanks very much for playing. Thanks for voting. We really appreciate it. Now come out for the general election. But you know what my problem is with this? Man, the Democrats are screwed on this one. They screwed the pooch here. What are they going to do with the 100 million ballots that they already filled out with Joe's name on it? What are they going to do with that? Oh, I'm telling you, this is going to be an amazing election. You know, it wasn't stolen. It was created. So they put the puppet in. So now what do they have to do? Now they have puppet Kamala, the Kamala cover-up, right? So the real question, all right, so who's pulling the strings? Well, it doesn't matter. Okay, because listen, you wouldn't let Joe choose his own socks out of a sock drawer. And quite frankly, the next morning they stuck Kamala in there. I don't think I'd let her pick the socks out of the drawer either. I'm not sure she'd get them to match the cockling Kamara, the cockling. So leading this country is a real scary thought. If we have her leading this country, have you heard her speak? She can read a teleprompter. Thank goodness we finally found somebody who can read a teleprompter. So, like I said last week, we had one candidate that needs to get on a teleprompter and one that needs to get off the teleprompter. So now we got somebody who can actually read the teleprompter. But what does that do for her? Well, okay. So if you went 3 weeks ago or 5 weeks ago or a year ago or 2 years ago and looked up border czar, you would find Kamala Harris, the border czar, all over the place. Axios, Reuters, ABC, NBC, CBS, Joy Reid, Joyless Reid, as I like to call her. My God, that girl, there's something wrong with her. Holy moly. She is a complete and utter racist. But then you have Rachel Maddow, which I really can't figure out what she does. She just spews stuff out of her mouth with nothing attached to it. And people say, oh, that's great. What did she say? We don't know. Doesn't matter. Don't care. Doesn't matter what she said. So quite frankly, the two of these numbnuts are incompetent. So it doesn't matter which one you swap in. But that's not America, is it? We vote for things. We have primaries. We have these things called debates. We don't just tell people, hey, by the way, you're the new guy. You take over. Well, what about the 18 million voters? Well, okay. So no matter what, honestly, she's going to be destroying the rest of what's left of America. She's a socialist to begin with. And they were saying, before they took it off the internet, okay, 24/7, the rewrite of history has begun. Mark my words. Write it down. Because if you didn't see it on the internet and print it out, in a week it's not going to be there. Maybe less than that. Maybe this weekend. 24/7, they're going to spend rewriting her history, what she did, changing her titles. No more border czar. She's gone. Restating the facts that we already know are true by denying they ever happened. And it started yesterday with Flopsy Mopsy. Oh, she was never appointed the border czar. They were bragging that she was the border czar when they appointed her. This is pathetic. So they lied to your face. But here you go. She's going to finish destroying the middle class. She's going to open up the border because she's always been an open border advocate. Double the price of energy because you're going to have no energy. Gasoline is going to go flying high. If you can still afford your water, electric, and gas, we don't know right now because it's doubled and it's going up. And then she started with the corporations need to pay their fair taxes. Hey, genius bar. Somebody explained to her that corporations don't pay taxes. What do I mean by that? Well, take a look at your cell phone bill. Take a look at your utility bill. All the taxes that they place on these utilities, all the taxes that they place on the corporations, hey, folks, they just pass it on to you. So when she says she wants corporations to pay their fair taxes, I'm going to call it, this is the bite of reality folks hoax. Okay? These are things that they tell you that are not real. So it's now going to be the bite of reality folks hoax. So maybe we'll do a segment on that every week about what the folks hook is this week. So they lied to your face. They lied living daylights every single day. They lied to you. Everyone who was around Joe Biden knew that he was incompetent. And Kamala Harris, who claims to be with him each and every day, she knew. She knew his condition, and she lied to you. Think about that for a second. This is the integrity that you want in government? The lying sack of rocks that we now have? The clowns? It's a sack of clowns, folks. This is really the dishonest government right now. You want a lying sack of morons? You want a lying sack of clowns? Only to enhance and enrich themselves personally? That's what you want? They don't care about you. They just want to stay in power. And how do you know that? Because they lied to you for the last 3.5 years. Without a word. And when they were exposed, that's the only time they said, oops, we got caught. Okay, throw them out. Get rid of them. Don't worry, we'll pardon Hunter. Don't worry, that was part of the deal, folks. Hunter's never going to be prosecuted. He's never going to spend anything. So the party leaders actually installed Kamala. This was not an election. So I don't get it. How is it that the Democratic Party is not furious? How is that the Democratic candidates like Robert F. Kennedy and Carnell Williams, how come they're not angry? Why? Because they don't care either? What did they do? Did they send him out for ice cream? What? I don't get it. Nobody has called them out at all from their side of the aisle. This is undemocratic. We have something called V as in votes, not I as in installation and C for coronation. Okay? The Democratic Party covered up Joe Biden's condition. They covered up the fact that they just installed Kamala. Despite what you may want to vote for or who you may want as president, they don't care. They really just don't care. They just have, I would call it TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. It's absolutely amazing. So that's all I have to say on that. You know, if you're not angry, there's something wrong with you. As a Democrat, you should be furious because your vote really means nothing. And that's the key. So now I want to dance around here, head over to the Congressional Judiciary Committee had a hearing with Kimberly Cheadle, who was not resigning at all, never resigning until she resigned. Why does this sound like government all over again, again and again? I've seen this movie before. Okay. I'm done. So she was in charge for 9 days at the time of the hearing. And the critical nature of all the information she had was the zero sum. She had no information at all. The lack of intelligence demonstrated by such a critical agency in our government. This is a major concern. They protect our president and they protect our dignitaries. They protect our leaders. Now, we have an open border. We have 10 or 20 million people who are in this country. If 1% of them are terrorists and people who want to do harm, we're in deep trouble, folks. So let me get this straight. The director is requesting input. She was at the time of the hearing requesting input from the senators as to what the security is supposed to be. Isn't she the security expert? With a $3.1 billion budget, isn't she the security expert, or did I miss that part? You know, my cortex goes out to lunch every week. So no one's ever held responsible in this administration for everything. The Biden-Harris administration is zero culpability. The 13 people in Afghanistan or 13 Gold Star families now, did they ever get closure? Did they ever get an answer? No, they did not. And will they ever get one? No, they did not. So once again, the idiot Democrats at the congressional hearing make it all about the gun. The gun. What happened? It's the gun. It's not the gun. Because if you take your gun and you put it out on your step, you could leave it there for 2 years. It won't shoot anybody, folks. It's the guy behind the gun. And you know what? So you have people like Jamie Raskin, who actually literally proved once again that he's a lobotomy patient. He followed suit right behind Jerry Nadler, who I can't explain that guy. He looks like the penguin from the Batman movie. There's just something wrong with that genius bar at the Congress. But you have people like Jerry Nadler in there for years. He has no idea what he's doing. He just keeps getting elected again because the people down ballot are dumber than he is. That's the bottom line. Unless you are an informed voter, you're going to get the same crap in Washington. Crap in, crap out. So these blatantly imbecilic leaders are there with the director of the Secret Service to find out what went wrong. And what are they yapping about? Guns. They're yapping about the availability of guns. Well, okay, so we're going to take all the guns away from everybody. Let's just a second. Run with me and my imaginary friends. Okay, so we're going to take all the guns out of the United States, all 400 million of them. We're going to get those out. Okay, now people are going to get beaten with baseball bats. Now people are going to get stabbed with knives and forks. So let's get rid of forks. Let's get rid of knives. What if somebody gets stabbed with a spoon? Should we get rid of the spoons? No. What we need to do is we need to have better law enforcement. We need to have better training. I saw one of the Secret Services there, the female Secret Service, she got so nervous, she could not even put her gun back in her holster. I mean, this is the, you know, listen, I don't want to debase people based on their gender, but, you know, if you're not qualified to do the job, how do you, at a 5'5" stature, protect a 6'3" president? And here's another question. My daughter pointed out to me, why are they protecting them only with their bodies? Why don't they have some kind of bulletproof shields that they can grab right away? This is incompetency. This is the incompetent people. It's a DIE hire referred by Jill Biden because they were friends. Bingo, there you go. So the Democrat from Virginia shows exactly why this country's going down the toilet. Again, he's the poster boy for stupid policies and stupid questions. You're there to find out what was the failure, not why guns. We all know guns are dangerous. Yes, forks are dangerous. I can stab you in the eye. Pea shooters are dangerous. Bows and arrow, they're dangerous. Bow and arrows, I should say, unless there's a lot of bows. So brain dead, brain dead, brain dead. This is why, exactly why, the congressional people we sent to Washington have to be better quality. We can't keep sending the same garbage. Okay, it's like a soup kitchen. If you keep cooking garbage, you're going to get garbage. So they fail to understand, again, that's not the weapon. It's the person behind the weapon. It's amazing. And the lack of preparation for a congressional hearing, holy moly. She must have been prepared by the same people that prepared the university presidents when they testified before the Congress. It's just too ridiculous. So they're back to attacking the weapons. They forgot about everything else. Doesn't matter. Okay? It's not the weapon. It's the abomination of our intellect in this country that they try to say that people represent us. Then represent us. Do something. Okay? They said there's multiple layers. Here's the primary problem that I saw. They said there's multiple layers of security, but no one is actually responsible and no one signs off on the final plan. There's your problem right there. It's called coordination. It's called management. You can have 30 different departments. And if none of your departments are coordinated, you have nothing. You have 30 different entities trying to do something and no one's aware of what the other people are doing, nor are they able to plug any holes. So right there's the problem. But she had zero information. You know, we got to stop putting equity over meritocracy. We became a great country by using meritocracy. You know, I understand our education system's falling apart. I understand that. You got people like the UFT, Randy Weingarten backing Kamala already. That's fantastic. That's great. So keep that union intact. Let our kids suffer. That's the same union that kept the kids out of school for over a year. But let me not get upset about that. That's done. So she wants to defer the reports, Ms. Sheetal. She wanted to defer the reports. Her 27 years as a Secret Service agent, and she has no opinion and no idea and how screwed up it is right now.
You know, so, Trump answered one question that I'd had. How did Kamala become an attorney? And Trump answered the question, she didn't. She's not an attorney. How did she get to be a DA other than on her back?
Wait a second. I think she did. She did pass eventually. I think she did pass the bar eventually. I will check on that, but I am pretty sure that she did.
Yeah, well, Trump came out yesterday saying she had never passed the bar.
I think what he said is she didn't pass the first time, and I understand that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she can't. She basically failed the bar. You know, and listen, some people do it. I didn't. I passed both bars. I passed the first time on both bars. All right, that's not unusual that somebody fails. Okay, but you know what? Listen, it's okay. She came out of the Amy Coney Barrett, you know, school of law. Who knows? You know, look at it this way. It's something that, it's not an easy exam, put it that way. I'll tell you that much. It was 3 days of brain drain. You know, you take 2 days of the multi, and then you take the ethics, and it's kind of like, by the time you're done, there's nothing left. You can hear the wind blowing from one side of your head to the other, because you've basically emptied out your brain. But listen, I don't care. I don't care at this point. So was she or was she not? It doesn't matter. She's there ready. So she was the attorney general. She had to pass the bar, otherwise it would be a major problem. That would be a huge scandal. That would be a huge scandal. But that's okay, you know? But bottom line is with her is she doesn't have the coherent thought process to run a country. She literally can't get out some words. And it's difficult for her sometimes. When you have the sign language person, they're shrugging their shoulders. I don't know what the hell she just said. I mean, Biden, he can't speak English. She speaks words which have no sentence structure, make no sense. So it doesn't really matter. You have two numbnuts in the office. They complement each other. One guy can't read. The other one can't speak. I don't know if that's a good compliment, but I can tell you from what's going on in America right now, it doesn't seem to be a real good compliment. You know? What I see here is I see Congress and I see America falling down. And I see Republicans and Democrats alike. You know, they get up there. They have 5 minutes to question someone. So how much is they really questioning? They're questioning for a minute or maybe two if the answer is a yes or no or if it's a quick answer. But most of these witnesses are schooled in how to basically filibuster. So they talk slow. They talk long. Can you repeat the question? And now the guy's 5 minutes is now 4 minutes. Then it's 3 minutes. And he's got nothing. So you get no answers. You get no answers. And you got to look at this. This is not the way to do a hearing, I tell you. They got to come up with different scenario because they're not getting to any facts. So now let me get on to the second act. So they're getting the band back together. This is the new thing now. They're getting the band back together. So apparently all the Democrats now are on the same boat with Kathleen Kamala. And what's going to happen is she's going to plow her way through over the waterfall. This country has sickness. She's taking this country down. Okay? The lack of fundamental, it's a fundamental recognition of what you do and your consequences of your actions. She doesn't have that. She does not actually have that. She's the one who bailed out criminals during the BLM riots. She's the one who let people out. Her policies are horrible. She's a San Francisco liberal. Okay, what does that mean? So what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break, get some commercial in here, and we'll come right back, and let's go over that a little bit, and we'll tell you about the border czar. So stand by.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back with America's Web Radio. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark, and Legendary Dave is in our studio. So we were talking about right before the break, we were talking about the band getting back together and Kamala, the border czar. Now, I remember hearing for the last 2.5 years, Kamala was the border czar. She was appointed the border czar. That was her main focus. She was going to look at the root causes. So she never met with any of the chiefs of the Border Patrol, which might help her with the root causes. And she took a trip to, I think, Guatemala. She was down south, vacationing a little bit. And she was also one of the functional, I think she was the tie-breaking vote of the inflation creation package, where she broke the tie. I believe that's great. That's great. Putting inflation through the roof. What a great idea. And then you got to love it. You know, then you have people like the icing on the cake. You really got to love the way Congressman Swalwell steps up. This Fang Fang slept with the Chinese spy. He steps up and he says, he's so selfless for stepping aside. You know, he laid on his sword. No, he had to pull his sword out of his back. So, oh, and he's passing the torch, is he? No, he's not passing the torch. They ripped it out of his hands. Were they kidding me? This was selfless? I don't think it was selfless. He didn't pass the torch. They ripped it out of his hands. So if you think he passed the torch, it's okay. You're being railroaded just like the rest of the Democratic Party. But you know what? The day or two before, he was in it to win it. He's not giving up at all. He's never stopping. And then, guess what? Bam. He's out. 24 hours, decided, I'm not running anymore. Why? Why? So let's go back to the border czar. So what did they say? You know, now they're going to rewrite history. This is what's going to happen now. So do you remember, Dave, ever hearing her being called the border czar and them touting it on every single one of the lamestream media?
One border guard has, what was the other term?
She was the border czar. She was, what else? She was getting to the root causes.
Yeah, no, there was another term that she was the, I'll think of it.
Second coming?
Yeah. Not border guard, though. It was, what in the world?
I'll keep going and then we'll see where we get.
Yeah.
So they are now basically, and I spoke about this a little bit before, they literally are rewriting history. So with our government right now, integrity and truth are gone, specifically the White House, it's over. You know, integrity, listen, don't believe your lying eyes, believe our lies. That's their marching orders. There were actually, I saw a copy of something that looked like talking points they put out. And that's brilliant. See, the Republicans need to learn better marketing because the Democrats are absolutely phenomenal. So here, I'll give an example. The Democrats claim that Kamala Harris raised in 24 hours $100 million. Well, that is about as clean and a truthful statement as Joe Biden creating 14 million jobs. So Kamala, and let me explain to you why, because I'm just not saying that as a bold-faced statement. Okay, Kamala raising $100 million is kind of that same thing. So they had $92 million that were withheld currently from Joe as a result of him, and they saw his debate, and they finally said, that's it, we're closed. The checkbooks are closed, folks. So $92 million of that is not going anywhere. So now what? What are you doing? So you have nothing. So all of a sudden, they switch her out, they put her in, they install her and anoint her, and bingo, $100 million gets released. bam. That's not something she raised. That's something Joe Biden raised, and she got the benefit. Bam. So it's the same thing, Joe Biden, 14 million jobs. No, 11 million of those jobs were comeback jobs when we opened up our country. 11 million came back. So it's absurd to think for a second that she actually raised $100 million. But that's okay. It doesn't matter because money doesn't buy you everything. Not in politics, although it does buy you a lot. Okay, so when Kamala says to me, firsthand witness to something Joe Biden did, he was so brilliant, and how amazing and cognitively sharp he is, and he's like, it's like a murderer telling me that the person ran into his blade 25 times. I don't believe either of them. The Kamala Harris took part in that garbage is astounding to me, especially knowing that she is a good choice, that she was the next up, I guess you would call it, for the presidential candidacy. Well, little did we know that she was going to be installed, but that's okay. And then you have the Trump campaign. Listen, he needs to step very carefully here because this is going to be a close race no matter what. Because it's the Democratic Party plus all of the media against Donald Trump campaign. Okay, so when the campaign puts out stuff that is so stupid, and this is what they did this week. They said, I saw a commercial that said, Kamala knew that Joe wasn't competent, so she had to do the job. That's a really dumb-ass commercial. Because the obvious question is, she can't do the job. So why would you even say that she had to do the job? It's dumb. Go to her record. Go to her record. Do not get caught in this slime bucket attack. She's going to try to goat you just like Joe did at the... I guess you can call it a debate. I really wouldn't call it a debate. But I saw something last night on the Gutfeld show. And
Border Czar,
yes. So, but if you watch the Gutfeld show, there's a guy on there, Tyrus. And Tyrus said last night something. He's very perceptive.
Mm-hmm.
He's a smart guy. I like him. He's got the real scoop, and he's not afraid to tell you. So Tyrus says, do not make it a street fight. Make it an issue referendum, okay? So last night when I was watching, he said very simply, he said, this is, I got to tell you, he's a man with vision. He sees things clearly. He's an African-American, but he tells it like it is. He doesn't follow any party line. So he basically said, Trump will win against her if he sticks to the issues. And that was a key. He says, if he gets into a street fight, okay, he will kill her in a street fight. He'll wipe the floor with her in a street fight, but he will lose the votes. He needs to keep it. He needs to keep it together to keep it at the issues. Now, clearly, Trump's record destroys Kamala and Biden. It's over. Kamala's Harris, zero achievements. I looked for what her achievements were in 3.5 years on the internet, and that pretty much came up the same way about what was she radical on. They're going to rewrite history, folks. Be aware of that. Okay, and the complicit media already started with their rewrite. They already started here. So, very simply, flopsy-mopsy from the White House podium last night, and all the pundits on MSNBC and the DNC lamestream media, they're all going to come out and they're going to say she was never the border czar. Now, why is that important? Because that was the one job she was given directly to solve or at least come up with a solution, something to make it lighter, less inflicting pain on the people who come here and inflicting the pain on American society. Then they're going to collapse America. 20 million people coming into America. It's going to collapse our medical system. It's going to be like Canada. Oh, you need an emergency MRI? Okay, come back in 6 months. Because we're not installing more doctors. We're not installing, we have a nurse shortage like you can't believe. They don't pay them enough. And you're going to dump 10 and 15 and 20 million people into the system? Okay? And she's talking about Medicare for everybody? This is what Canada has. And you know what? You know what Canadians say? Don't screw up our healthcare system, because when we really need healthcare, we come to the United States. Because you cannot get in socialized medicine great healthcare. It doesn't work. Because we don't have the people. We don't have the infrastructure. It's just like the same geniuses who are pushing mandates for EVs. If everyone went to EVs, we'd need twice the electrical system we have now. And our electrical system right now is hanging on by a thread. We can't keep the lights on half the time. In California, they have rolling brownouts. Have they solved that problem? Nope. Why not? Because they like it as a problem. Because that's your government. Ronald Reagan said something once. He said, if government is the answer, the question is stupid. And that's what you got to remember. So they're going to rewrite history right now. I'm telling you, right here, here it comes. The New York Times are ready. The Axios. Okay? Reuters. ABC. NBC. Rachel Maddow. Joyless Reid. They're all going to come at this. They're all going to say she was never the border czar. It's a right-wing conspiracy. They're making it up. And you know what? The reality is, if you go to the internet right away, if you go to the internet archives, you'll find every one of those papers called to the border czar. So which is it? Are you lying to me now or are you lying to me then? You can't lie to me both times and tell me you're telling me the truth. So I don't believe it. And they're going to do it. And people, you got to be informational voters. You can't be the stupid people of America anymore. We can't do that. Because we used to listen to someone who told us something on a radio on a Saturday morning back in the day. And they told you the truth. Now, you have to dig for the truth because it's underneath layers and layers and layers of lies. And the power brokers are the people controlling the country. This is more evident today than it ever was. It probably always was, quite frankly. But it wasn't as front and center in your face. I mean, how did Kamala get in there? Think about it. Not one vote cast for her, but the people with the pocketbooks. And the power brokers said, we need another puppet. Get us a puppet. Okay? Get us a puppet / idiot. We don't care. So the queen is now installed. Now what? She's been anointed. Obama and Michelle yesterday just said, hey, we're right behind you there. Beautiful. He reluctantly endorsed her. I could tell that that was a real, I love this lady, I can't stand her. But 18 million voters for the Democrats just got their votes thrown out. And they're okay with that. That's what's just bizarre for me. So how do you know Kamala Harris? Well, you know a little bit about what she did, right? But you don't know her history. You know nothing about her history. She makes Bernie Sanders look like a conservative, folks. If there was a scale of left and right, she would fall off the scale on the left side. It's just the flavor of the day is what they're going to make her. You know, the progressive policies that she has, the complete destruction of the once great country, the socialism, that'll be the flavor of the day for Kamala. If you're okay with that, and you know what? Then go for it. Then vote for Kamala. You know, just another, you want to talk about, I've heard for 3 weeks and 5 weeks since they started with Trump. On the second turnaround. Okay? He's a threat to democracy. Well, first of all, we're a democratic republic. Let's get that straight. So, democracy is voting. So, who voted Kamala in? Oh, you don't have an answer. Why? Well, let me answer it for you. No one. No one put her in there. No one voted her in. What the right thing to do would have been to have a mini primary. But they didn't primary him before. They knew with this condition, all the people that lied to you, folks, it was the folks hoax. You heard it here on Bite of Reality. They lied to you about his condition. They lied to you about having some kind of process. They decided somewhere in a back room that, you know what, done. She's in. Because then she gets access to the $100 million that's sitting in the account, and we're ahead of the game. That's all. And she'll do exactly what we tell her to do, or we'll throw her out also. That was the marching orders. How do we know that? Because the talking points came out from the people. Who are these people? Well, we don't know. They're not going to tell us either. So the media rewrite, it's ongoing. It's done. So now we have this issue. Right? Every campaign that the Democrats ever run is identity politics. Pitting person against person, gender against gender, race against race. It's in full swing already. Okay? Oh, the Hispanics and the blacks. And how about the Americans? Are we not all Americans? Do we not bleed when you prick us? I heard that on Star Trek once. But this is the case. This is what they do. They divide you. And why did they divide you? Because the old adage, divide and conquer. Because once they've divided you, they then can conquer you. They own you. They own you. They own you. They take you right out. And that's a problem. You got to realize that that's a problem. It's not something, listen, it's not something that you're doing wrong. It's just the fact that this is what they do. They divide you, they put you in little boxes, and then they tell you and you and you and you something different because you're different boxes. And they're lying to all of you. But that doesn't matter because you just heard what you wanted. So now you're happy, right?
You know,
insanity.
This brings
yes.
up another point.
Sure.
The Democrats, and people better get used to this, or we're, like you said, down the toilet anyway. And that is, the Democrats plan ahead, and the Republicans run like hell to catch up and react. They don't plan ahead. And the other night, and you and I talked about this, as far as I was concerned, Biden's little talk on Saturday night was nothing more than a big cover-up. A big cover-up for what? We don't know yet, but we're going to find out.
Well, we may or we may not. I mean, think about it. The Kennedy assassination, they never found out what happened yet. It was classified. That was it. CIA took care of that business. That was done. You know, but the question I always fear is, if you don't trust your government, we have a problem here. You know, the threat to democracy was not Donald Trump all along. They kept telling you it was Donald Trump because look what they just did. They don't want you to see what they did. They just literally, they took democracy out. They killed it. It was done. And they put Kamala in its place. The guy who was voted in was thrown out. By whom? Ah, there you go. That's the question. So here we go. Here's the Kamala preview, since they already installed her. You know, and I don't think any Democrat's going to bring a lawsuit, but they should. They should, just based on the fact that she's not elected. She wasn't primaried. She didn't receive any votes. So now the delegates all said, okay, we vote for her. How do you do that? It's not shoes. You're not swapping shoes. These are people, these are politicians, these are people that represent us who were supposedly voting. And then they just throw your vote out, and that's it. So there's a preview to Kamala. She starts by blowing off Netanyahu's speech before a joint session of Congress and Senate. 35 other brilliant, genius bar Democrats also boycotted him. What message does that send? Why are we so stupid? And not us in particular, we the people, but the people we send to Washington are so stupid. So what's the message? That's a stain on America. That's its legacy right there. That was so disrespectful to one of our strongest allies, and it sends a blatantly stupid message to the world that America doesn't stand by its allies. It is again an abomination of what the world leader must stand for.
And don't think every world leader isn't laughing at us.
Oh, they're watching this. Why do you think Russia flew? I was going to get into that. We might as well pull it up now. Why do you think Russia and China flew a joint mission near the IDZ zone, the IDIZ zone in Alaska? Okay. Why do you think they did that? Because they're testing the idiots in charge. They're testing. They understand that now is their opportunity. Because if there's a good chance, and right now the odds makers are still rolling with Trump, but I got to tell you, don't underestimate the Democrats, man. They are devious. And like you said, they play the long game. And the Republicans are always catching up. And I'll tell you what's going to kill the Republicans right now. I'll tell you right now, I see it happening. This is the abortion femme fatale for the Republicans. Unless Trump and the Republicans get off the abortion wagon and go with 70% of the American public, of what the American public wants, instead of what they want, they are going to lose this election. That's my prediction. It's plain and simple. The women in this country will follow the abortion issue, whether or not you agree with it. And quite frankly, honestly, if you're representative of the people, if you don't agree with what we have to say, then don't be our representative. So why is it so difficult for the Republicans to get it through their thick frickin' skulls? Get rid of this idea. They cannot be this stupid on this issue and be so brilliant on every other issue. This is the issue that's going to kill him. Get off the abortion train. Get off the issue. Stop. Let the people decide what they want in their own business. I know you're pro-life, President Trump, and I respect that. That's great. Quite frankly, I am also. But I don't have the right to tell my daughters, or any other woman for that matter of fact, whether or not they should get an abortion. If they don't figure out a solution for this, they're going to lose. They're going to lose again. Because remember, that's what the Democrats ran on last time, and it was successful for them, despite everything else that the Republicans had done. So don't be an idiot this time. Don't be the Republican morons that you tend to be sometimes, because you always tend to shoot yourselves in the foot right before the election. And let me tell you something. I see it right now. Kamala's out there. She was the abortion expert. Okay? She's the abortion expert. And she's going to throw that in every Republican's face. And guess what? You guys better listen to what I'm telling you. You represent the people. And Trump needs to come out and say, listen, I am a pro-life candidate, but I represent America. And America says 70% of you want access to abortion, and I think that's what I do. I represent you. And if he can come to that conclusion, if he can put that out there, he's a shoo-in. He will lambaste her, because on every other issue, she loses. Every single issue. I mean, her first act was blowing off the Israeli prime minister. What message does that say to Hamas when they're getting close to a peace deal? We're not doing anything. Let her get in. We'll have the cake and eat it too. Why would we cut a deal now? And here's the other thing is, October 7th of 2023 was the massacre, was the taking of hostages. Can someone please tell me why someone is still holding American hostages? We don't even know how many. We know 5, 8. There was 100 and something Israeli hostages still held. I mean, why is the world not demanding the release of the hostages immediately? Instead, the International Criminal Court's chasing Netanyahu. This is the stupidity of the world. So when it blows up in World War III, I can sit back from heaven and say, hey, guess what? That's why. Okay? And here's the other question. You want to understand something? You want to really tell you who's on America, who's on this planet? Okay, here you go. Why is there a stairway to heaven and a highway to hell? Give you any traffic situation? You got to look at these things and you got to laugh. I mean, all of a sudden you have Chuck Schumer saying that Kamala's the newest thing since sliced bread. She's amazing, amazing. You know, 2 weeks ago she was an 8.5. But then she blows off Netanyahu. She's brilliant. Ah. And then I got to tell you, Elizabeth Warren, there you go. This is useful idiot extraordinaire territory now. You know, she says that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is the one who led the region into turmoil. That's the useful idiot in America today. The government official who literally lied through her career to gain benefits and claim that she was a Cherokee Indian. The facts were simple. Less Cherokee than Donald Trump, even, when they did the identity test. The gene test. It's just, this is the problem with the radical left. They don't know how to tell the truth. They don't care. You know, the terrorist, the useful idiot. She tells that Netanyahu started the war. No. October 6th, there was a peace treaty. There was peaceful existence. October 7th, when you massacre 1,200 people, when you burn babies, when you destroy families in the most horrific way and create a massacre. Yeah, I'm pissed off. And yeah, if anyone would have told us after 9/11, talk to Bin Laden. See if you can work something out with him. You know what I would have said? You know what George Bush said? We hear you, and they will soon hear us. All right, so it took us, you know, 15 years. All right, but we found the guy and we got him. And no one was stopping us, by the way. No one was telling us, oh, gee, you shouldn't do that. So who's the actual danger? Who's the actual threat to democracy? Your Democratic Party? The people who have terrorists in their party? The Hamas's coming people? And here's the other problem. At the Union Square Station, listen, fortunately or unfortunately in this country, depending on how you look at it, you have freedom of speech to go burn an American flag. You do not have freedom of speech to take my flag and burn it. When they went and they took the property from Union Square and burnt it, you don't have freedom of speech to desecrate national monuments. You don't have freedom of speech to battle and brawl with police officers. You don't have that freedom. That's not freedom. That's anger. That's Antifa. That's violence. Now, why is there not an amazing arrest pattern from the DOJ? Why aren't they going through all of the phone records and all of the cell phones of all of these people and throwing them in jail for the violence against the police, for the violence against our national archives, for burning our flags that aren't their property? Because the system is broken. The judicial system has gone out. It's done. And let me tell you something else. They're going to cover up the assassination attempt on Trump. It's going to be done. So let me give you a quick roundup, you know, getting towards the end of the show here. I'm going to give you a quick roundup on the Kamala Harris you need to know, the borders are. So what are some of her plans? Abolish ICE, ban offshore drilling, decriminalize breaking into the country, get rid of oil production in the United States, ban fracking in all states. Hey, Michigan. Pennsylvania.
Wait a second. Did you hear the latest thing on fracking?
Now what?
Fracking today?
What is she doing now?
It caused the earthquakes as of today in Amarillo, Texas. Or Abilene, Texas, I'm sorry.
I'm not buying that. Let's just say that. That's like saying it's causing the magnetic core of Earth to reverse. No, it's done that, I think, 5 or 6 times throughout its Earth's existence. But so she wants to ban fracking. That's going to really help in Michigan and in Pennsylvania. That ought to help your job situation, right? Yeah, go get retrained. Just like when they cut off the Canadian pipeline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those people all got rechained. Yeah, they got rechained for unemployment. Yes, that's what they did.
They learned how to put the bolt on going instead of right to going right. They retrained and now they put the bolts on going left.
Yep. Well, here's the other thing. This is great. They want the freedom to have an abortion and do anything they want, burn flags, take property, but they don't want you to have the freedom to eat red meat. So that's another one of her deals.
Yeah.
And then she co-sponsored the Green New Steel, which is the multi-trillion dollar drain on American economy inflation buster, right? No, inflation causing. So they anointed Kamala, and here you go. Here it comes. Here it comes. And danger in the air when you have a weak and feckless government. That's why the PRC, and that's why Russia teamed up and just took a flyby of Alaska to see what their new frontier is going to look like when they take it over. Listen, we gotta understand in this country that we have a serious problem here. And the serious problem is Kamala Harris. She's nothing more than a vessel for Joe Biden's policies. But here's the problem. She's even more radical. She's more radical than he is. You know, what are you going to do? So you're going to give health care to everybody. Legal people are here for years. Medicare, you can't afford to live on. And they keep talking about Donald Trump wants to take Medicare. No, he doesn't. He's never said that. And their other great story was he's in favor of the 2025 project. He doesn't even know what that is. He said, what? I don't even know what that is. I'm not backing that. I have no idea what you're talking about. But you see, they can put anything out and the media gets their talking points in the morning. That's what they do. So let me caution you. America is about to become, we have almost a minute left. We're ready to go. Here we go. The closing statement. Is America about to become a radicalized country and split between civilization and terrorists? Well, if you have the Democratic Party, they are the terrorists. So that's what's going to happen. They raise the Hamas flag, the Palestinian flag, go up over Washington. They burn the American flag. This country's in trouble. It needs a sanity clause. And I think the only sanity clause left is going to be Donald Trump. Because Iran is funding the protest in America for the radical left of the Democratic Party. Keep that in mind the next time you see this. Okay? It's Donald Trump. You may think he's crazy. You may think he's out of his mind. But his policies work. You don't have to like the guy, but he knew how to run this country. And Kamala doesn't. She is dangerous. Her views are dangerous, and her radicalism is dangerous. I want to thank everybody for listening this week to Bite of Reality. I want to thank Legendary Dave for his input. And you've been listening to Mark the Shark on Bite of Reality. Thanks very much. Have a great week.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.